broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
No, I didn't. I didn't have any trouble getting
2 hour delay for Sports Talk tonight.
Well, we could do that. That I think that might defeat the purpose.
But Fee ain't here.
No, he doesn't like us.
I got a cough and I got a cold.
I'm fighting one too. We got a couple of frogs here tonight.
You feeling bad too?
Yep.
I don't feel bad.
Well, yesterday I didn't feel bad. Today I felt bad.
Did you feel bad?
Yep. Yep.
It's that time of year. And I seen on Thursday, high of 61 and a low of 22.
Yep.
Neil, that's 40 degrees, Hoss.
Yep. Yep. Drop a front's coming through and it's not going to be kind to us.
I ain't scared. You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
A little scared.
Oh, okay. And then I am too.
I mean, it could get icy.
Yeah.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, like 9 inches.
Well, I've
heard. Wabash is over.
Is it? Where?
No, but it's getting close.
Oh. See, I only crossed it once and it wasn't over, but it was.
Where'd you go? New Cordon?
No. I was on 49, up near Chat and coming down 49.
Took you a while.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Normal.
I think you drive like a granny.
55 mile an hour.
Let's speed her up a little bit.
Well, not in the cop van.
Dense fog advisory issued February 6th at 7:45 until Friday at 4 a.m. What's the old saying? Fog by 7, gone by 11 or something?
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Never heard anything like that.
Should we announce a school delay?
Not until it happens.
Let's just make one up.
You
think they'd get mad at us?
Especially if people believed you.
They could believe me.
Yes. You have an honest face.
Hey, I went to Dollar General tonight to get some Mucinex.
Okay.
There's no lights in the parking lot. So I tweeted out, turn your lights on, Dollar General. Dollar General tweeted me back. We will look at the situation. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Mucinex is like $15 for 8 pills.
Yep.
That's stupid. Stuff better work.
There's probably a generic. So I just asked Jerry Kalp, what's generic for whatever I need? And he'll tell me.
He was closed. What time they close?
7.
Yeah, this was just a little bit ago.
Oh. You just found out you were sick?
Well, I'm on antibiotics. I went to the doctor yesterday. Put me on some antibiotics, but it ain't working that well. How about Petey Judy getting point number 1,000?
I liked it.
The video that I think Derek Bax took it. I think, or no, it might have been Chase Burns. I think it's Chase Burns took it. Of him coming up, giving mom and dad a hug, and then going up and giving the ball to his grandma. That's good stuff.
Yep. Did you get a chance to hear his talk with Rob Weaver?
I did. How professional was that?
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was outstanding.
And speaking of Petey Judy and the seniors, they're going to be up here tonight after religion. Petey Judy, Clayton Pearson.
Blaine Toby
and Noah Leonard are stopping up. And they'll be here and after religion. And we'll pick their brains and to see what their future holds. And as they're winding down their season and their playing careers at Fort Recovery, it's always nice to talk to the seniors.
Yep. That's some pretty good people there.
8:05. If you didn't sell a car.
I did sell a car.
You did sell a car?
Yes.
Well, then you're allowed to be late.
I'm late.
Do you bring in any reward for selling the car?
No, I did not.
He doesn't have the money yet.
Gotta get the money first.
We sold one tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's big. Good job.
Yeah.
We needed it.
We needed one.
January ain't been much.
Slow.
Come on. We got to go. Spence, you need a car?
No.
Slow.
Huh? I need one, but I'm not going to buy one.
Just going to hold off till you get the lottery.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But going to have to.
Yep.
Or, I don't know, maybe I'll just wait and put another motor in the one I have.
Hey. You didn't blow it up again.
No, not for.
We're still good.
Not for a few.
Fee, I got cold. Neil's got cold.
We're done. Plus, it's foggy. I can't see now.
I told you. Let's call 2 hour delay right now.
2 hour delay on our radio.
Percy, if you're listening, 2 hours, bub.
Yep. We're missing a C on KFC too.
We are. That's gone.
Oh, yeah. It's been off of there for a while.
I just noticed.
Yep. The Knights of Columbus Hall.
Kev. What do Kev have right now?
This is one of my favorite weeks of the year when we play St. Henry.
Yep.
You know, girls going over there tomorrow. That's going to be a tough game.
Oh, that'll be a tough game.
But we're going over there, Fee, playing about as good as we played all year.
Good confidence. Yeah. Pretty good. Saturday looked good. Hey, we're getting there.
Yeah, we come home with a big win last Tuesday night against Franklin Monroe Franklin Monroe.
Yeah.
Arguably the best half of basketball we played all year.
Yep. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were down 11 and come back and battled back and played absolutely a great second half.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they've only lost like 4 or 5.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Pretty good team.
And then Thursday, who'd we play? Somebody wasn't very good. Who'd we play?
Who did we play?
Marion. Was it Marion?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They were all right.
They were we looked good.
Yeah,
we looked good.
So Saturday, we played
Saturday, Mississippi. Cinema.
Cinema wasn't very good. Ugly. What?
That's mad fans.
They did have mad fans.
Wasn't happy with
they
him.
They were not happy with it.
Well, they didn't like Jeff Vaughn very well.
Nope.
Well, he's a prick.
Yeah, well, and that guy told him that, too.
Told him that. Thank you.
Yeah. Vaughn's only won 5 games this year. He ain't running the score up on nobody.
No. What do you want?
Guy didn't like him.
Well,
I don't think he's mad. I think he was just a mad, angry fan.
Man, what it allegedly was is he has taught Brian Patch how to play dirty, and we hurt that girl.
I don't think anybody touched her.
No.
I think she stepped on a girl.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
I think she twisted.
I mean, there wasn't any
contact. I felt bad
contact.
For her. You don't want anybody to get hurt.
No, not at all. And she looked like she's hurt. She didn't look like she's in great shape.
No, but it's not like we went diving after her knees or anything like that. I mean,
no, there wasn't any
stuff happened.
Nobody touched her.
But the Indians looked really good Saturday and put the Hawks away and
played good.
And that's 3 in a row for the Lady Indians and 9-9 on the season.
Battle back tomorrow.
And we play a tough St. Henry team tomorrow. You going over?
A good one. Yeah. I ain't doing nothing.
What a boy.
Might just sneak over there.
Me and Fee went over and watched the junior high play yesterday at St. Henry.
All right.
Yes.
How'd they do?
7th grade. We had 14-10 when we got there.
Is this boys or girls?
Boys.
Boys.
And which 7th or 8th grade?
7th grade. We had 14-10 when we got there.
Okay.
And what did you do? St. Henry made it 14-14.5.
Yep.
I think the score ended up about 38-14. We never scored.
We scored 1 buck.
I think Rex hit a 3.
Rexy hit a 3 in the 4th quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were pretty good luck there for them.
That's what I said, Fee.
We stay away, they win.
Yeah. But there's kids there.
They got some talent.
St. Henry's good.
Yeah.
And they got Trent Beckman's got a little point guard boy there, and they got Neil. They got a Bowers kid.
Bowers.
Yes. You're going to love this.
It's awesome.
The kid is tremendous.
Okay.
He is a good
He's about player. What, 6'1"?
Yeah, good size kid.
Yeah.
And he handles the ball.
Handles the ball, passes it.
Yep.
Dave Neff's grandson.
Really?
Oh, a nephew would be so proud of that kid.
Yeah, one of the
fired up.
Yep, one of the girls did marry Bowers over there.
Yeah.
Now, I think I might have worked with him or his brother or somebody at Crown and something like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Neffy would be proud as a peacock looking down, boy.
Dang right.
Yeah, so good luck to the Indians. Then we're on to 8th grade, and I don't know.
8th grade's pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. That Rammel kid.
He's good.
Yep. What's his name? I keep thinking
Kale.
Carson. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kale.
Carson's the one that's in high school.
Carson's the one that's in
This kid is good.
JB. Yeah.
He's smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. He handles the ball well. He shoots the ball well. Rebounds.
He might be top 3 or 4 kids we ever had come in that area.
Yeah. Junior high area, I would say yes.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I mean, really this kid good. Can play, Spencer.
He'll see some varsity next year, I think.
I'm with you.
I'm thinking
we got some good kids
he'll be
up
pushing
there.
Him. Yeah, he'll be pushing them.
You know, he's got a good, nice stroke.
Yeah, he's got good size.
Daniel Patch is that's a good class.
It's going to be a good class.
Yeah, they
got some good athletes.
Landon Post and the little Grover kid's a little.
Nice little player.
Yeah, he's a tough little dude.
Yep.
Landon Post.
They were fun to watch. I think they play.
Pearson kids. They're Pearson kid in there.
Clayton's brother.
Yeah.
Yep, nice looking player too.
And their bench, they got some depth. They got some Seifring boy that can play. They're impressive.
They're going to be fun to watch.
Yep.
Actually, if you want to watch them, Saturday, I think they play a tournament.
Good call, Fee. 9 o'clock at Marion Local.
At Marion Local.
First round of the tournament.
Yeah, sneak over there and hopefully they'll get a W. And
you could have a great day Saturday.
Well, and we got an announcement coming up here, but the Fort Recovery Bowling MAC tournament. Conference tournament is coming up Saturday. At Minster. 8 a.m. for the boys, 1 p.m. for the girls.
Ooh, that's big.
We're pretty good, ain't we?
I think we're not too bad. We're bowling better now.
Oh, yeah. They're like, you know, Jared's been lighting them up.
I've seen he's been tough.
And a couple other ones are doing very, very well.
Yeah.
I'm looking for big numbers out of this one.
Yeah, I think
Corey fired up about him.
Yeah, Corey loves it. Corey
is into it. Yeah, I think he does too.
He is into it.
That's good.
We have the seniors coming up tonight, my friend.
I believe
that'd be good, won't it?
Yeah,
I always like to bring the seniors.
We like to bring the boys.
Yeah,
we got four of them.
Yep,
that'd be fun.
And we got one that just scored 1,000 points.
One of them just went in the record books. Had a pretty neat night Saturday night.
Yeah, I agree. I enjoyed that. Hall of Fame night.
Our Hall of Fame deal.
And couldn't have went any better. Tiff and Holly. And Tiff had a really neat post on Facebook thanking, you know, everybody. And
I didn't see it. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. She's a class kid. Both them two. I just love the pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Nice crowd after the KC Hall.
Yep. Had a nice little crowd up there.
Yeah, I loved it. I did love it. Let's take a break. When we come right back, we'll talk Indian basketball boy style.
Yes.
Coach Bay Shore Indians right after this.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel east to play the St. Henry Redskins. On Friday, the boys will host St. Henry with the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner being served in the Commons from 4 to 6, pre-sale tickets only. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the always tough Tri-Village Lady Patriots with the JV game starting at 1. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host Lima Shawnee. Lots of basketball this week as the season starts to wind down. Thursday, girls at St. Henry. Friday, boys host St. Henry. Saturday, another girls-boys doubleheader at Fortsite Fieldhouse with the girls hosting Tri-Village at 1, then the boys taking on the Lima Shawnee Indians that night. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to the games to help cheer them on, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Today.
30 years.
It was on Indiana sports deal 30 years ago today.
Yeah.
Tony Overton passed to Mark Hardwick, who buried a three, beat
buried
Richmond.
A three to beat him.
And that was the Golden Pipes of Rob Weaver.
Right. Yep. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was neat. Yep. We had a neat moment there Saturday night, Fee. And
yeah, we did.
Yeah, 16 had
16, we got to add one.
And we got to add one. And Petey Judy, and well deserved. And, yeah. You know what? He's just a damn good basketball player.
Boy, he is a good basketball player.
Yeah. He just...
He can score with the best of them.
He can score. And you know, the thing about our team, I think we're 9-8 now or something like that. Yep. That's right. It doesn't look like they're going to make the St. Mary's game up. They're looking to fill it, see if they can find somebody, but it ain't looking good.
Yeah, St. Mary's, you know, they had to eliminate probably 4 games. And we would probably be the last one that they...
Their football, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They went so far in the football, they just... So I never did figure we were going to make that up.
Yeah, I know.
Because they just can't have any spots left.
Right. And there's just not much season left. Tournament draw is this Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sunday, I mean.
You know, if it was a really important game, they might play it some Sunday afternoon, but that's not... It's not that important to do anything like that.
Nope.
That's not necessary to make that up.
Nope. So we go over to Marion Fee last Friday night against a Marion local team, defending state champion and the best player, maybe the best Division IV player in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
We played about as good as we could play.
Yes. Went after him.
Yep.
Went after
if we could have just got a couple of points in the last couple of minutes and hung in there, but we didn't happen.
I think we were up 3 with about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, I think it was 2:17 or something. We were up 3 and we never scored again.
No. And, you know, hats off to Marion. They're Marion. Bruin's kid's going to make a play.
Yep.
Tell you what, he made a play. We're up 3. He gets the ball on the baseline and he charged.
Yeah.
He no doubt dropped his shoulder and went into Blaine. Right.
Yeah.
It was a no doubt charge, but the referees are not going to call that. You know, like Greg Collig or the.
Yep.
They're not going to make that call against the stud. And if they make the call, and it was a charge, no doubt. Everybody sitting there said, you know, and I know, you know, Coach Bayshore was. But Coach Bayshore's a great guy, man.
Good guy.
He just he's not going to go nuts. And now, what's this rubber band all the way around? What is that? I'm a little scared right now.
What? Rubber band.
What's all the way around?
That's just stuff. We had Christmas ornaments hanging on those.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Nice. Didn't notice it.
Good thinking.
I've always wired.
Thought we were going to blow.
Maybe somebody's going to kill us.
Well, maybe.
I don't trust you.
Christmas show was 6 weeks ago, and you just noticed it, so it really isn't that obvious.
It's not been too obvious.
Yeah.
No, that just got put up this week.
No, it's been up for 2 months.
Me and Fee ain't been here for a month.
Yeah.
You miss us?
How can I miss you if you come back?
Did you have a show?
Yeah, no, we didn't do it.
Why?
Well, if I did, wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you be listening to us?
Right. We would have.
Yeah. Well, then you know we didn't.
Why didn't you? Is what I'm saying.
Well, who am I going to put on?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep. I wouldn't want to embarrass you by doing a great show and then you'd be afraid to come back.
No, we need to get. Who wants a sub for us? We need a sub. Toby Metzger.
Toby would be great sub.
Yeah. He can talk sports. Oh, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he could be he could do sports talk.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a great backup.
Hey, bring Dak in, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cutest kid I ever seen.
He probably knows more about sports than I do.
He's a hellion. He's a lunatic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Cute little kid. I know that.
He is. I love him. Toby's Snapchats are. He's a great Snapchat. If you ain't following him, follow him.
He's a classic.
He's really good. So we go to Marion Local and
battling.
Yeah, we battled. I thought some kids really stepped up and played some good games. I blame Toby once again.
Mike's had a good year.
Yeah, he has. But the kid who I thought was tremendous was Noah Leonards.
Noah had a big game.
He just played one hell of a game.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think we're down 1, maybe 3. We got the ball out underneath with like 50 seconds to go. And he runs, I think it's 7, whatever it is, inbounds play. He says 4 across the foul line extended. Noah gets it. I'd have shot it.
Yeah.
He had a wide open look and went back iron and that was a big play. And, you know, that's a key. You know, what do you do with that team down the stretch? Do you give it to Petey and say, we're going to win or lose with Petey?
Right.
You know,
they're going to make him shoot a tough shot.
They're going to double team him. They're going to box him. They're going to, you know, they know that they want him to beat him. It's just tough because we really struggled at the end of that game Friday night.
Yeah. Need to have that go-to guy.
Yep.
Problem is when you got 2 guys on you.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're going to double team, do whatever they can do to stop him.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Denying the ball.
Yep. And then we come back on Saturday night to play a good Mississippi Valley team. About 500. And Indians took care of business.
Pretty good. He was a bigger kid, not real tall, but he could play a little bit underneath there.
Yeah.
They weren't bad.
No, they're a pretty good team.
No, they beat Anzonia. They beat Frank Monroe. They beat, teams that we've struggled with in Arcanum.
Yeah.
So, that's a good win. Win by 15.
Yeah. Got a 15-pointer. Yeah.
Petey with his 1,000th point, and I think he ended up with 28, didn't he?
Yeah, we talked about that as its scores table. He's unbelievable. You just look, and he has 3 points, and then you look up there about 5 minutes later, and he's got 9, and then 2 minutes later, he's got 15.
He's a streaker, man.
It is unbelievable how he streaks.
He can fill it up.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you look up, he's got 27 points for the game.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
That'll be a fun game Saturday night with St. Henry. St. Henry's a team that... But, they're really good. They're big.
I see they're fourth or third, tied for third in
Caden
the state.
Are they third? Yeah. They were number one there a couple weeks ago.
They dropped down a little.
But, Caden Ekamp will present us a lot of problems. Kid's about 6'7". He's about 300 pounds, and he's going to back down our
leg. Back him in, yeah.
But one thing about Noah, he can get up. I'm looking forward to that match. It's going to be an interesting matchup.
It'll be a neat matchup. Yeah. Actually, I thought Saturday night, Noah had a couple bad calls, but I thought he played a great game again. He got a couple foul calls on him that took him out of the game, and he was kind of on a roll a little bit on offense, and it kind of stinks, but he got his third foul, and I think they had to take him out in the first half, and then he got a fourth, and he kept him out for
quite a while. Just out of rhythm. Yeah. Whenever you get in foul trouble, it puts you out of rhythm. And
you just got to get back in there and try to get in it.
But. I agree with you.
Yeah, and depending on how they're going to call whatever contact there is between Noah and Niekamp, either one of those could be in trouble pretty quick.
Absolutely.
If you get the wrong official... Even though Niekamp is good and he's smooth, if they decide that he's bullying his way around, they can get start blowing the whistle or
get fouled up pretty quick.
Or if Noah if they think he's hacking or whatever it might be to get an advantage, could turn pretty quick.
Fancy.
Yeah.
You have a sexy voice with a cold.
Oh, well, okay, here.
Doesn't he?
No. I have no chance coming out of here with a cold, don't I?
No, you're sick. Yeah, you won't be at work Saturday.
You were throwing snot all over
it. Well, if it helps any, Fee, Bob and I, before you got here, we both sneezed on your microphone.
Perfect.
You think that stuff carries that easy?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Seriously?
Yes.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, our whole team's coming in, too, so they're done.
Oh, my God. If we don't have a field team.
Sorry, Coach Bayshore.
We got Shawnee Saturday.
Ooh. And they're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah,
we got a big day Saturday
weekend, a big Saturday again.
Yeah, girls got Tri Village, and they only lost once.
They're good.
Yep,
we'll beat their ass.
We always do. For some reason, we really play good.
We do,
man. Yeah.
And they've came in here good with great records a lot.
Yep,
it all depends on tomorrow night. I think that's an interesting game tomorrow night.
Yeah. So I seen on Twitter we did our tournament draw. Yep. And I seen you were happy with that.
You're talking about girls' side.
Yeah.
I would have did the exact same thing.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem with that either.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I mean, you got to beat Minster at some point in time anyhow.
Yep.
And like you said, this gives us a better chance of a sectional title, I would think.
I think so, too.
I mean, you're going against, 8-9 or something like that instead of a 5-6 or 4-6.
Or St. Henry or Marion. You know, we've only won 2 league games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to come right down there and
scare you out.
Yeah. It's
but the girls are playing better.
They are.
They are playing better.
Yep.
I definitely think that.
Yeah, I would not be scared to play any of those teams in the upper bracket.
No.
I mean, the Knoxville game, I'd love another piece of them guys.
Yeah, they wouldn't scare me either.
No, but we'll find out for Xander. We'll know tomorrow.
Yep.
But yeah, I got a feeling that game tomorrow is going to be a buzzer.
It could be a barn burner.
Yep. I think it is going to be a buzzer game. You going? Are we on the air tomorrow night or what?
Nah, we're not getting that.
We're out.
Yeah. Out. That's enough.
We'll be simulcasting Rob.
Robbie.
And Chase and maybe me or Ryan or Diana will be doing the JV game. And then we'll...
How many people take?
I said ors. Those are all ors.
Any or.
Sorry. Then Friday night, what? This is tomorrow night. We're Robbie,
night,
right?
Robbie doing it again?
Who we got Friday?
No, let's see. Let me look here.
We might be in Jay County place.
Yeah. Reese and one of those guys will be doing doing the JV and varsity at home against St. Henry.
Ooh.
Shane Long
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got my tickets. Chicken dinner. Anybody get theirs?
I forgot.
That's nice.
I got double dipped.
I went up Friday afternoon about 5 till 3 to get a ticket for the Marion game and to get some Shane Long tickets.
Yep.
And the school was open. Walked around. Not a soul.
Nobody around.
No, wait a minute. Time out.
Yeah.
You went to get a ticket for the Marion game.
Yeah.
For who?
For me. I didn't do the broadcasting.
You still don't get in?
Their athletic director was there and said, you don't need a ticket. I said, I'm not broadcasting. I don't need, you know, $7. What should have been?
Seven bucks.
Big Mac. Two Big Macs. Ooh. 2 for $5.
It's not like I'm throwing it away. It's going to a good place. So I'm all right with that.
You buy a ticket.
Well, I tried. Well, I bought
a ticket. You got a media pass?
No.
They don't do many media passes?
I don't know if they have one or not.
You got to get one. You got to do something.
Well, why? I don't care. I help with most of the games, so I don't pay it most of the time. But any of the home games, I got a season ticket.
Let's do a regional game.
Yeah.
Can we deal?
Regional.
Yeah.
Regional what?
Basketball.
Boys, girls.
Don't matter.
I mean, even if Fort Recovery doesn't make
it? Yeah.
Oh.
Just go down and follow somebody?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do a play-by-play game.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Me and you.
Yeah.
Can you get us tickets? Can you get us on?
Well, it depends on how much seating there is, how much area there is for the media, and most of them, if they're hosting, they have plenty of room for the media.
We want so courtside.
That'd be me.
Well, depends on where it is. Some of them are courtside. Some of them are up in the crow's nest.
I ain't crow nesting. I ain't climbing.
Well,
I can't climb.
I can't help you. I don't get to decide where we're going to be.
Very old.
We're old.
I don't get to decide where we're going to be. I just request if we're allowed to do it.
Yeah. Be in or out, Neil?
I'm in. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Sounds good. Hopefully it's Fort Recovery playing.
Mm. Yep, I'd be all right with that.
That'd be big.
That would be big. So we got the Redskins on Friday night, and Saturday night we got the Shawnee Indians. Shawnee's the best team in the WBL and MOG, and they beat good teams really
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that we got to look at for our Indians team, Marion Local played Walpock last night, mm-hmm. and they beat them by 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, explain that to me.
Marion Local beat Walpock by 15. Interesting.
And we had Marion beat. I would not be scared to play Marion.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think you get to draw. That might be what he does.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, go at him.
I mean, from what we've seen in Minster, although I think Minster might be struggling a little bit right now, too.
Yep.
But I don't know.
Yeah, then Minster turns around Saturday and beats Jackson Center, who beat Anna the night before.
Yeah.
This is crazy basketball.
It's crazy basketball.
Well, you know, we've run into several teams. Wapak was definitely one of them that they couldn't miss a three when they were playing us.
Yeah.
And if they're, I think the night.
Minster the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. And several other teams right in that stretch. There's a bunch of them that
absolutely
that we brought like out that. The best in everybody. And, you know, if they're not hitting those threes that keep taking them, they can lose by 15. And I don't know how if that's how that Wapak and Marion game went. But
we'll be a team that be nobody's going to play us, I don't think.
No, we're dangerous.
I think we are, too. Yeah.
When you got a kid like Petey, you can
right. He can go off on you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm 100%. Let's take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. Them guys should be coming up here pretty shortly. Yeah,
pretty soon.
We got the seniors coming in. They are Noah Leonards. They are Petey Judy. They are Blaine Toby. And they are Clayton Pearson. And they're going to be up here, folks, for After Religion. And we're going to pick their brain and talk Indians.
Talk a little Indian basketball with them.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery Indians bowling team will compete in the MAC Conference Tournament this Saturday at Community Lanes in Minster. The boys' tournament will start at 8 a.m., and the girls' tournament will start at 1. Our bowling teams have been scoring very well the last few weeks and are looking forward to ranking at the top of the MAC in the conference tournament. Head over to Minster this Saturday and help cheer on our Indians bowling teams in the MAC Conference Tournament. Boys start at 8. Girls start at 1.
We're back.
I just got this text.
We're back.
Oh, yep.
We need to change either the girls' tournament game, which ain't going to change.
Yeah.
Or the boys' game at Finley. They both would play the same night, February 23rd.
Maybe. I'm trying to get on my computer is giving me trouble.
It's not an afternooner, is it?
I don't know.
Or if we could play that Finley game in the afternoon.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Tournament at night. That'd be perfect.
The text. I don't know who texted me that. Send your name to me. Somebody's listening.
Somebody's listening.
We got a listener.
One.
I love it when we got listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. My computer is frozen up on me. So,
pay your bill.
I don't pay a computer bill. Pay internet bill.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well,
big
computer bill. Same thing.
Okay,
we're back here. Sports Talk Club and Fee. Spency, me and Spency's under the weather, as you can tell, but we both have kind of sexy voices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neil, I'm say good. Something.
Okay.
See?
That was sexy.
No.
Huh?
It sounded like a frog.
Hello, Kermit.
Spencer, you keep talking like that, you're going to be married within a year.
Well, I guess I better shut up then. I don't want to share my stuff with anybody.
Okay. Super Bowl sucked.
Oh, terrible.
It's horrible.
Bad.
Although I did want the Patriots to win.
Did you?
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want him to win. Tom Brady.
Coach Mike Bashore's listening.
Coach?
Donnie Werkamp's listening.
Donnie? That's
good.
All right.
Yeah. That's nice of them guys listening.
Awesome.
No, I was when you talk about the Indians and the boys guy and the boys team, I don't understand when you see Marion beat a Wapak like that. And we talked about how competitive we were Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
When you get that tournament draw and you got a bracket of, how's that thing going to go? Marion 1, St. Henry 2, Minster.
Yeah, Minster.
Them guys are all going to, that is going to be interesting.
The worst case scenario, you got to go for, you have to go towards number one.
Because?
To stay away from having to play 2 and 3.
Who else is in there, though?
I don't know. Who'd be 4?
New Bremen. Knoxville.
Yeah, we'll beat them. We'll beat them.
I don't know who else is in there. So you're saying.
I'm saying. I got.
Okay, so let's say Marion's won.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a defending state champ.
So are you
going to. Henry and Minster go opposite.
Right.
So then we go Marion. And we play like a new Knoxville or Waynesville go, somebody like
yes.
that.
Yes.
That's your call.
That's my thinking.
All right, I'm in.
Stay away from playing 3. Tough MAC schools. We could just play one until we got to the districts. It'd be nice. Or until the finals.
Right.
That'd be perfect. Yeah, I'll take Marion Minster, but I just don't want to take Marion Minster and St. Henry. All three of them.
Yeah, that'll be interesting how that plays out.
It'd be tough to...
Coach Bayshore, he's a guy who's got, he's got to figure all that stuff out.
I don't know all that stuff.
Donnie Workamp says about the games. So what time is it? You get that figured out yet?
And I'm going back here trying to get this figured out here again. So we're working on it.
23rd, we definitely play.
Van Buren is away on the 23rd. I think that might, maybe that's Saturday.
I think he's right.
That's Saturday night?
Well, I think we would have to win. We play Thursday first.
We're winning. Jesus.
Yeah,
we're going to win.
Yeah, but I didn't look past that. So that's still 2 weeks away or a week and a half away.
I thought that was our first game. Then two teams play to play us.
That is correct. We got the bye.
And then we win that.
We don't play Thursday, Neil.
I'd say we play Saturday.
Well, I'm trying to. My computer's all frozen up here. Trying to. There we go.
Pay your bill.
Here we go. Here. All right. Let's see what this says.
It's foggy. Can't get no reception.
Ooh, could be it.
Yep, does say 23rd, 6:15.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, we got to do something about that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they could play in the afternoon.
And
why couldn't they?
Yeah, probably could.
Saturday. We're playing it, of course, we're playing at Finley University, so.
Right. Finley might be playing.
Yeah. They must have road.
But why couldn't we play at Coldwater in the afternoon?
Huh?
Tournament?
They're not going to move tournament games.
They have plenty. When it gets late in the tournament,
if the boys and girls are both playing in the tournament,
they change it.
Down the road.
Yeah.
They won't change that sectional girls game.
What are they doing in the afternoon?
We've played both before.
We've played
at the same time. Because boys I had to make a choice of doing the book one time.
We had to do that. It wasn't that long ago either.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yep.
We had one game was in Dayton and one game was at Coldwater.
Yep.
I think you might have made both of them.
I think I did too. Somebody started out and I flew down there.
Yeah.
I'm unbelievably dedicated.
Yep. Yep.
You did good with the Hall of Fame again, once again. But
nervous.
You ain't nervous. You're too old to be nervous. Yeah, you're 50 years old.
I'm 100. What the hell?
You get nervous, Spencey?
Sometimes, yeah.
About what?
All kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I want things to be perfect, and when I don't have it all figured out to make it perfect, that bugs me a lot.
Really?
Yep. If I can't get things planned right, I'm not good at it.
Be more like Big P. Be able to. Because I knew there was stuff I wanted to say that I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, I get off track, and then I got to try to get back on the track. Where was I at? You know, I'm bad about that.
You did great.
Yep. Did very well.
Yeah, you're MVP.
Went good.
Went real good. So anyway, then the eighth graders last night, we're talking about the eighth grade going over St. Henry. We left at halftime.
Yeah.
St. Henry ain't very good.
No.
But this Rammel kid.
He's pretty good.
Fee.
I like him.
Coach Bayshore, if you're listening.
You said his name is Cole?
Kale.
Kale.
Okay. I think it's Kale.
Yep.
Smooth operator. We got to get him in AAU this summer.
Yeah, he's smooth.
That eighth grade team, good.
They're good.
JV, our JVs are good.
Yes.
They got depleted.
Yeah.
First of all, everybody's hurt.
They all got hurt.
If you put the Gale kid and the Will kid and a Jew boy back in that lineup, they're fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And he brought the Martin boy up.
Dane's on the varsity and not playing any of the JV. So that's, you know, that puts
Regan.
Yeah. That puts two or three guys playing a different position than they were, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. So, and all the rest of the season. So it messes with them a little bit.
But for a season. A great season for the JV. Yeah.
I was just looking out there. I think whatever last game was, maybe your one of the games last week, and thought, well, are all these guys going to play again next year? Play varsity and all that. And I'm looking out there, said, I can't think of one of them I don't want.
Yeah.
I want every one of them to now. It'd obviously, with 10 of them plus several returners, I don't know where they're going to play, but I want them all playing.
Yeah. We'll be deep.
I like it. I like
the boys' basketball program is solid.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, I don't see any.
Eighth grade, good class. Sophomore, good class.
Yep.
And there's a lot of good kids that are going to fill in.
I agree. I think perfect. That's going to be a solid team. We got, we were talking there, sitting there watching the eighth graders, and sitting there, and Coach Patch was sitting there and talked about how lucky we are in that junior high to have Mark Hubbard and Dave Blockberger.
Yeah.
As junior high basketball coaches.
Two really good coaches.
How long have they been there? The years of experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because we sit there and he'll yell number out play, and you remember back when Cody played. Let's say, hey,
back door here comes.
Go ahead and shoot a layup.
Yeah, layup. But and you block, look up at you and kind of give you a little wink.
Yeah.
Been doing that forever.
Yeah, that's been a play. But it's really, we're really blessed to have a coaching staff like that and,
yep.
and them young guys. And
yeah, I mean, for a head coach, wow, can't get any better. You don't have to worry about anything.
No, I agree. You just let them out there
let
and play.
Them do their
thing. And them guys are, junior highs are having a great season, and JVs yeah. are having a good season, and the varsity's having a good season.
Yeah.
You know, they when you, we knew this was going to be a 500, maybe 14-8,
yep.
11-11, something like that. And you know, we got some toughies left, but we got some winnable games. And,
yeah.
And, you know, we could have stole a couple games in there. I don't know. I kind of like it. I mean,
I do too.
We're playing good.
Like I said, program solid.
Yeah. How about the Toby kid, the sophomore?
Sophomore.
Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
He's the fastest human being off of dribble.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I love.
I told Coach Bayshore, you know what? If he gets about 2 more inches of hop, he'll go 90 mile an hour and ram that thing.
He's a flusher.
Yes. He don't care.
Yeah.
No. He'll be laughing wide open when he gets.
And he had a run there in one of the games where, in the same quarter, he got the rebound and beat everybody down the court and put it up himself.
I don't know, but if I'm Coach Niekamp, I'm starting to think about maybe I ought to hand it to him once in a while in the backfield because that guy's the fastest kid I ever seen.
You know, if you look at them kids and Derek Judy,
like
Derek Judy
and
Gavin and them young kids.
Speed glory.
We ought to be able to guard them. I mean, I'm thinking that you know, defensively, Derek Judy's he's a little.
He's tough.
I really like him.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quick as lightning, too.
Yeah. He hit a neat flying hook.
Yeah.
Against Marion.
Was that a left-hander?
He ain't scared to go in there.
Was that?
Yeah.
Was that a left-hander?
He's left-handed.
He's left. Marion, boy.
I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yep. So is how stupid I am.
No, but them young kids, they got, Derek Judy ain't scared.
Nope. No.
Bring it on.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you.
I like it.
I'd say in 2 years when we're bringing that group of kids up here for interviewing our seniors, it's going to be one of those where we're not going to want them to be going away.
Well, the thing is, I think hopefully we're going to bring about 7 or 8 football players up. Then we're going to bring about 7 or 8 basketball players up.
Yep.
Because, and hopefully that in baseball too. I mean, I could see that whole class sticking with it. I mean, I think they will.
Well, they'll stick with some sort of sports. Baseball, yeah. Some of them will do track. And
it's an athletic class.
Yes.
It's a very athletic class.
Yeah.
Wow. There ain't no doubt about it. It's an athletic class. So we got, did you by any chance see the kid dunk it and lift himself up with his foot through the rim?
No.
Yeah, he dunked it at T. It was senior night. Then he dunks it, and instead, you know, he hang on the rim. He takes his feet and go right through the rim.
Stubs it through the rim.
Yeah. You go and get your money's worth.
Might as well get the T, the big one.
Boy, I don't know if I'd want to do that. What if you get your feet tangled in that net?
That'd be a classic. Get caught in there.
You know, you worry about the dumbest things.
Until it happens.
Ain't going to happen.
Be laughing.
Okay. I'm good with it not
don't
happening.
Don't count the Toby boy out either. He may do that one day.
He could.
Yeah.
And then he'll just start laughing.
He'd be laughing.
I'll be all right with that, too.
I will, too.
He always has that. He's got that grin on his face, man. I love it.
Anytime something crazy happens, he always kind of looks around at the bench. He's got that smile on his face. I love it.
What's neat is to look up and see his mom and dad.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely know he's going, especially Sean. He'll be like, oh, Gavin. he's a neat kid.
Yeah.
Basketball is fun. Basketball is my favorite sport. I know you're a baseball guy.
I like baseball. I like basketball, too.
Yeah, but this, I just, you know, we're going to have these kids get up here when they get here and be able to talk to them. And just a bunch of neat kids.
They are.
You know?
They're a good group.
Yeah, absolutely. We got senior night for the girls Saturday.
Yep.
I don't think I knew that. I didn't see that anywhere.
There is none.
There's none.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that'd be quick.
Yeah. That shouldn't take too long.
Senior night is going to be fast this year.
Yeah. Of course, we got three swimmers.
Yeah, they probably do cheerleaders, too, then, with the girls.
Yeah, we do cheerleaders, too.
Do we do some of the girls, or we do them with the boys? I think you do them with the boys.
I think I do them with the boys, yeah. I think the swim team is, too.
Well, Barb's here now, so she'll do it.
Yeah, she'll do them all together.
Yeah, she won't mess around with it.
Yeah.
She don't.
One shot.
I seen Barb throw an axe Saturday.
What?
She was going to. Yeah. Was that it?
Bernie had us up here at the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie had a video of her, and they went to her
said
niece
going,
got
going
to
throw axes.
They went axe throwing.
It was a
bunch of women
bachelorette party or something? Yeah. I don't know about that, Neil.
No.
Neil, you could do that in here.
Axe throwing.
The ceiling isn't high enough, depending on how far you're throwing, but the ceiling isn't very high.
We can make it work. You got a lot of wasted space here.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, we need to get the studio back in the back room, and we can do something up here. And
what about Chuck? Has he quit?
No.
What?
We don't see him anymore.
Actually, he called me today. I was doing Kelp stuff, so I couldn't talk very much. But he's at the ambassador meeting right now. But he said,
"Why is he at the ambassador meeting?"
Because he's an ambassador. He does the sound down there. He does the sound down there. So it's very important. But anyway, he was telling me that Wabash may want us to be the background stuff for Channel 72.
What's that?
It's one of the community channels.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because people could hear the games that just will not have a computer, the older people.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to be very, very careful about a couple of the words that have already been said tonight.
Yabba-dabba-doo. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, that means that they can't have those on there. So we either have to get a...
Did I say a bad word?
Yeah, twice.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't hear.
Yep.
It kind of flows out right now.
Oh, dang it.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Neil.
Well, yeah, that's just... So we have to get that figured out.
Don't put me on that.
Well, it'll be all or nothing, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
So my days are numbered?
Well, I don't know. That's a long way off. He said that somebody there had been trying to contact me, but I didn't get a text, a phone call, or an email. So I don't know how they tried to contact me. But anyway.
Your voice has never sounded better.
Yeah, it has.
Sounded good. Sounded good.
Real good.
Wait till it starts cracking.
What time's your religion over?
About now.
About now.
I think it's usually 10 till or something like that, quarter till. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm just
not mad. You know,
just wondering where my boys are at.
Boys ain't here.
We got a lot of listeners tonight.
Listen.
We got at least two.
Yeah.
Two. That's big.
That's a lot. That's two more.
If you're listening, text 409-852-92. And we got to find out who's out there. Let's give something away.
Okay.
What should we give away?
About a
oil change.
An oil change.
How much is an oil change?
Depends.
On?
30, 40, 50 bucks. Depends.
Peels
on
Automotive?
No.
Where?
Deals.
Well, if we're giving it away, yeah, let's give theirs away. Let he make money.
We got to give stuff away.
Okay.
Peanuts.
Yeah, we got peanuts.
These peanuts are great, by the way.
I have a few jelly beans over here.
Oh, I hate jelly beans.
Good, I'll keep them.
Ooh.
Nobody likes jelly beans.
I like jelly beans.
High school swim team, they probably start tournament.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Donnie Workamp says, we have never played two games at the same time for 35 years because I've never missed a game in those years. I'm going to call you out, Donnie.
I know something happened that you left early on one or got late there one.
Exactly.
And did we did.
We made it.
Yeah.
Donnie?
I'm thinking we played in Dayton. And we might have played in Coldwater the same day. It seems like it was like a 6 and a 9 something game.
Yep. You think that's what it was?
Yep, I don't know.
But we had to drive all the way to Dayton, I think.
What the hell are we doing down in Dayton?
I don't know.
Did you turn me off for that cough?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just hate having a hack.
Hackers.
I think my immune system shot. What's that mean? Dying?
You're done.
Yeah, probably the AIDS.
Probably God. Might have the AIDS.
Let me do it.
Acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
You're done.
I just got a cold.
Oh, so it's not AIDS?
Hope
that's
not.
Good. I hope
I haven't had extreme weight loss. You got new glasses?
Yeah, dollar.
They're nice.
Nice.
Never mind.
Nope.
Bet you $100 are mine.
Nope. If you turn your head, they will be.
Me and Fee went to Florida.
Florida.
Oh, no. Here they come.
Here come the boys.
No, you're just wishing they were here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Blaine. I know.
Hi, boys.
Who? What's he doing? Aw, how's religion tonight?
All right.
Belly up here, boys. Groovy. Mid-Ohio Pumas.
The Pumas.
Where's the Mid-Ohio Pumas out of? Columbus?
Yep. You guys got pop water, Gatorade?
Beer? Coach Bayshore's listening. No beer? We'll roll off on that. Coach. Sorry, Coach.
Better hold off on a beer.
You guys don't want nothing?
You got peanuts.
You're
not going to want something.
He brought his own pop. Huh?
Of course, you probably don't have Sprite, do you?
Sprite?
Well, we got everything in there. Neil's got all kinds of stuff.
I don't have Sprite. Yeah, it's all legit.
You got Sierra Mist. Same thing. Yeah, same.
Close enough.
I don't have Sierra Mist.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Got Pepsi, Mountain Dew, root beer.
How many of you guys have never been on radio before? What?
Yeah?
Huh?
I
haven't. Blaine, you been on before?
I've been on a couple times.
You been on before? You're, oh, hey, yeah, that's true. He's on, oh, hey, what the hell? Hey, hey, hey.
Every week.
Yeah, you should have a show. You did that good. Huh?
Thank you.
You talk to your dad today at all?
No, I haven't seen him.
He mad at me.
Why is he mad at you?
One of my drivers, he and God love him, he handled it great. He laughed about it. But Danny 5-0 got off the old path going up to Oscars. Got her stuck in the old yard.
Ooh.
I called him up and I said,
Eric, get some landscaping, got to help him out.
Yeah.
Fix that for
him. He might have a few trucks.
Yep. Get Dude's Nursery up there.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right. We are joined here by the seniors, and we got three of them here, and Clayton's coming up here.
Clayton's
on
his way.
And boys, grab that. Put that baby close.
Whoever you're going to talk to, make sure you got it close to you.
Who wants to go first here? No, you're right in the middle. We'll go with you first. Get right up to that mic, Hoss.
All right.
Is big. First of all, Mom, Dad, listen.
What's up?
Head
I think my mom might be.
All right.
Yeah.
Mom, Neil, what are you doing?
Trying to get a little closer.
Good job, bub. We're here with Noah Leonardson, and Noah's been an important part of the Indian basketball program, and Noah, you've had a great senior year, and it started out slow and a little bit frustrating for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had such a great off season, and you started out slow, but, man, you've really picked it up here lately, and you're playing about as well as you can play.
Yeah, thanks.
That's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it's finally. My whole life been real bad. Wasn't good. Middle school, never played. I played a little bit, pretty good JV my sophomore year, but
yeah.
Junior year didn't play too good. And
well, I mean, you didn't play too good, but you can't really say that.
Yeah.
Did I? Huh?
Yeah.
You did. Maybe you didn't get your
expectations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
nothing wrong with that.
So yeah, it feels pretty good to have a. Actually be scoring and having a decent team this year.
Well, you know, against Marion, that first quarter, in the first half, you held us in there.
Yeah.
And it gave us a chance to win that game, and at the end of the game, we had a chance to win, and the hat's off to you for, you know, you're playing against arguably the best player in the state in D4, and you know, you made your half hooks, and you made your jumpers, and you were on fire, and held us in there, and you know what, you've we talked earlier, you haven't got a dunk yet.
Yeah. I had a feeling this was going to come up.
You did. We got to get him a dunk. Coach Bayshore, listen, we got to run. What we got to run?
It's got to be an alley-oop or something we can do.
We got to. Can we set up special setup or something?
Instead of dunking.
It's flush time, Hoss.
Yeah. There was one time against the Miss Cinewall game that I almost had a wide open lane and Peyton threw it out of bounds.
Hey, thanks, Peyton.
Thanks, Peyton.
There you go, old classmate, old buddy. Judy sucks.
Yeah.
He does. So what's you know, your senior year and you've got about five games left in tournament or four in tournament and hard to believe you're a senior already, ain't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
it
feels weird.
Went fast.
Yeah. You what's your game plan for getting out?
Well, I want to go to UNOH.
Yeah.
And then I've been talking to their basketball coach, played, do some stuff up there.
Yeah.
Mainly just to stay in shape and whatever. But
mm-hmm.
but beyond that, I'm still kind of clueless. Yeah. I want to go into something financial, but
yeah.
I'm really not sure what I'm going to do.
Well, I can tell you this. You'll do good. You know, you got a great family there and your maturity level from when we first seen you to where it is now, it's unbelievable, tenfold. And one guy, you know, I remember Fee, me and you sat and watched, I think it was a scrimmage or whatever it was. It might have been a girls game. Me, you, and Blockberger sat up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Blockberger said, boys, I'm telling you, this kid is turned. His attitude, he went from being a little knucklehead to one of my favorite kids in the classroom. Blockberger said,
really?
Yeah. And you know what? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because Blockberger's been here a long time. He's seen a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you see guys like that talking about it, that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Good deal.
I know that.
Absolutely. Hey, Mr. Clayton, how are you, buddy? You're late.
Yeah, it's okay.
We ain't happy about it.
Gotta get the kids.
Want a pop? Want water?
Brisky? I'll go with the water. Behind you.
Right behind you.
Right behind you.
There's a Miller Lite in there. Yeah, Coach Bashor's listening, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I got him in.
Yeah, that's right. So, Noah, let's talk a little bit about, you're... This is five games left in the tournament or whatever it is.
Mm.
You get emotional? I mean, you get sentimental? Anything like that?
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, I'm finally playing good. Finally, like, everything's working for me.
So you don't want to stop now.
No, now I want more now.
That's right. Well, that's good. Let's just keep winning.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because I guarantee you there ain't one team we play we can't beat.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You know that? And that's a hell of a feeling.
That's the neat. We just talked about that. You know, all these teams in a tournament, they're going to be ranked higher than us and stuff, but ain't nobody going to want to play us.
Because mm-hmm.
we're that team that can mess you up. I mean, we're the team that we play like we're capable of.
Yeah.
Look out, boys. Mm-hmm. We can beat anybody.
Yep. Shawnee, Saturday night, that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
But that game Friday night with St. Henry in our gym, in our crowd.
Oh, it'll be huge.
Savor this some boys because it's time. I said, before the season, we're going to beat a good team in our gym. Friday night's night.
I like it.
It's going to be a packed house, and it don't get no better than this. So mm-hmm. savor that bad boy. Noah, thanks for stopping up, brother.
Yeah, no problem.
Good, my friend.
Yeah, thanks.
Blaine, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, pretty good.
Arguably.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite players to watch. Maximizes his talents.
Absolutely.
Dude's got long arms.
Good hands.
Great hands. He's unbelievable. And did you take the charge on Bruins at the end of that game when they didn't call it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a hosing we took.
We got
Neil.
Yep.
You got on highlights?
Well, if you did ask me about it earlier in the day, I could.
It cost us a game.
I could get it.
If I'm Bayshore, I get teed up there. That wouldn't does any good.
Good job, coach. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we'd ended up losing the game.
Yeah, we don't want to tee there. But it was a terrible call. You took the charge. He lowered his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
You took the charge.
Oh, yeah.
This is broke. We're done. Show's over. Blaine broke it. Up a little bend there.
Put a little band in there. She's good.
How's school going?
Not too bad. I made the AB honor roll for the first time.
What?
Yeah.
You made the AB honor roll for the first time?
Ever. Yep.
All right.
Well, good job.
That's awesome.
Need your haircut. You're hippie free.
Yeah, I know. It's getting pretty long.
Hippie. Get your money. AB. You got hard classes?
No, definitely not.
Don't you?
No.
Dude, I never made AB Honor Roll one time. Not once. Made AB Honor Roll. I got hosed, too. I mean, I did. I was smart.
These are bull crap.
Teachers hated me for some reason. I don't understand it.
Can't get a love. Huh? Can't get no love from teachers.
You get AB? You ever got made AB Honor Roll?
This year.
What kind of classes are you guys taking by you?
I've always been a good student. Oh.
Can you brag a little bit more, Clayton? You're A? You straight A's?
No, not straight A's. Couple B's.
What was that noise? He just farted.
He'll drop the ball. What a big fella.
What does it sound like?
He either blew his nose or he had a great...
Yeah, great fart. It comes by your crop dust, so that's it.
Yeah, we'll tackle him.
We ain't taking
him. We will tackle him. So let's talk a little bit about what your game plan is after school, Blaine.
I'm going to go into the workforce for welding.
Oh, yeah, boy. Hobart, or what are you doing?
No, probably not going to Hobart. Probably look at Crown for a little while and get some experience going, and probably look for more of a place for a career set.
Yeah. Good for you.
Stay around the area?
Yeah.
Got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yep. Who? You gonna give her a shout out? She listening?
Yeah, she's probably listening. Faith Colleague.
Faith Colleague.
Yep.
Hi, Faith. Hey, I'm about to flip her back.
Oh,
Noah. Got a girlfriend, Noah?
Yeah, kind of.
Who?
Chloe Showalter.
She listening?
No. She's at volleyball practice right now. Club volleyball. Actually, she might actually be back.
Might be done with it.
Yeah, she could be listening. Yes, hey, Chloe. Give her a shout out.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Atta boy. Atta boy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, good deal. So, Blaine, let's talk a little bit about your senior years that winds down here. Can you believe it's already, you're that far along?
Going fast.
It is.
Fast.
You, you guys have experienced a coaching change. And Coach Bayshore, and talk a little bit about your coach, and he's been a perfect fit for you guys.
Yeah, I think he's been a pretty good fit. Coming in, I think we're all kind of, I mean, last year's seniors, it was good to have those guys kind of take the lead of kind of buying in, and I think all of us kind of have to buy into that factor. I think he's a great coach, has great plans. I mean, our CAM game was kind of shaky. He started eating home in the second half. I mean,
what are you doing, coach?
Huh? But
guess what? We won, didn't we?
Yep. And it was a great plan.
Motivation there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think great plan. I think we all just need to buy in and have that effort. Yeah. I think we could go far.
That's right, buddy. Well, we wish you the best of luck, man.
Absolutely.
You're a winner. On and off the court. How about you, big guy? Get up here. Belly up. Yeah, Neil, let's take a break. We got to pay some bills.
Yeah, we got to give him a break.
Huh? We got to give him a break. These guys need to have a drink. They got. How was religion tonight? Tough?
Beautiful.
Was it good?
Yep.
All right. Who's your religion teacher?
Greg Lefevre.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, he'd be good.
Yeah. I should be a religion. You should be a religion teacher.
Yeah, I'd be good.
Huh?
I'd be good.
Yeah, we get broadcasted live. Call it Sports Talk Religion.
Sports Talk Religion.
Now we're getting somewhere.
There you go.
This is big. We're going to be right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Feeney right for this. Presented by Wayne Street Market.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
For Rollers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel east to play the St. Henry Redskins. On Friday, the boys will host St. Henry with the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner being served in the Commons from 4 to 6, pre-sale tickets only. On Saturday, the Lady Indians will host the always tough Tri-Village Lady Patriots with a JV game starting at 1. Then on Saturday night, the boys will host Lima Shawnee. Lots of basketball this week as the season starts to wind down. Thursday, girls at St. Henry. Friday, boys host St. Henry. Saturday, another girls-boys doubleheader at Fortsite Fieldhouse, with the girls hosting Tri-Village at 1, then the boys taking on the Lima Shawnee Indians that night. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to the games to help cheer them on, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports back Talk. We talked to Blaine Toby. We talked to Noah Lawrence. Next on the list is Clayton Pearson. I got to apologize to you. Okay.
What's that?
Belly up to the mic here. I got to apologize to you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Friday night. Okay.
Did you think I was going to miss that shot?
You damn right I did. I said, no! Boom! Girl,
I figured things out last week. We're going to say that's what I did.
There you go.
I like it.
I was.
You absolutely. Drilled it.
I was feeling it.
I mean, I loved it.
I walked out there when we first got to that gym. I was wearing my khakis, my shirt. I was like, man, I could hit a half-court shot right now.
I got it.
I caught that ball in the corner, had a little bit of contact after the shot.
Should have been a four-point play.
Could have.
Huh?
I stared him down long enough afterwards.
Did you stare him down?
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
Bruns.
He didn't want to hit you?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, dead, Bruns.
Can we talk about Clayton's cross up yet? On
yeah.
You see that?
About that.
Yeah. I was like, get the ball out of his hands. He's going to lose his ball.
After he took it from me a couple possessions before. Yeah, I agree.
You, my friend, are just an absolute workaholic, man. And you come in there with energy. You come in there and you get it. You understand what your role is. You understand that this is what Coach Bayshore wants from me. Coach Bayshore has no. He absolutely has, when he gets that bench, he has no problem who he's putting in.
Yep.
And it's you two, you know, because you're going to give 100% effort. You're going to work your butt off. And you're leaders, and you're just great kids. And what a feel good when you knock that baby home.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the second one. Heat check.
Oh,
didn't
even have
check.
It in my hands.
Huh? Didn't even have a feel, did you? Had no idea where that ball was going. But I like it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You gotta do a heat check every once in a while.
Just in case.
Coach took me out after that possession.
What is going on?
First thing I told Coach was, I was a heat check. He's like, that's not why you came out. I'm like, I'm just letting you know. That was a heat check. I needed
had to make
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you played your butt off and kept, you know, you guys were all just huge that game. And when you talk about how you compete against good teams, you compete against good teams because of senior leadership, and you guys have been there and done that.
Yeah.
Look at last year. We played St. Henry. We're up 12, okay, at halftime. Without question, played our best half of basketball this season. Mm. That second half last year, Slarman goes nuts.
He's going berserk.
I don't know if he's on crack or what was going on.
He couldn't
make it. 40 footers.
Yeah, bombs.
We owe them. We owe them. I would love nothing more than to stick it to them Friday night.
We'll pay back time.
It is payback time.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Because we outplayed them last year. We didn't get any calls. I think Coach might got teed up last year.
I think he did.
First
yeah.
Play that game?
Tall guy got us.
I don't remember. He did get us. I know who it is, too.
Yeah,
my 6'5 kid.
Oh, yeah.
Skinny.
Yeah. We'll get him. We might have him again this week.
Probably will.
Now, was he the one of the officials this past week?
No.
It was a different tall, skinny?
Yeah, no. Yeah. The tall, skinny guy didn't call the tee.
No.
He tried to protect Bayshore from, Coach Bayshore from.
Yeah.
He ringed him up, though. I'd have got teed up, too.
I would have, too.
Yeah. So, what's your.
I don't know. I think everybody should just calm down and don't get so excited at a St.
That's
Andrew
a good
game.
Point, Neil. Yeah. Absolutely.
You need that excitement.
Level head.
I mean, why would anybody get so excited when
20
you
20 years
might...
ago, Neil got thrown out of a game.
No, I didn't. I was leaving.
You got thrown out.
I was on my way out.
Yes, he was.
Had my coat.
Decided to go across the court on the way out.
Took my coat.
I took his coat and walked right across the gym floor and right out the door. Court.
Well, I had to stop and explain a couple of things to the officials, but
nothing wrong with that.
Yes, but
we were laughing our butts off, I'll tell you that. Spencey lost it.
That was a classic.
But, I mean, we all grow, don't we, Neil?
Hey? I didn't yet.
I got teed up at Scores Day once. I got teed up as a manager.
Really?
I was a manager when Pat Niekamp coached, and I got teed. And the referee told me, teed me up, and then Pat said, "You got to shut up." I was okay. I'll shut up.
I'll start crying.
Is that Marion? Do you remember that, Spencey?
No, I do not.
Yeah, it wasn't one of my proudest moments. Managers don't get teed up.
No, probably shouldn't.
Should.
I did. So, you got a girlfriend?
Yep. Brooke Garkey.
Brooke Garkey. You going to give her, is she listening?
I don't know.
Should be.
What do you mean you don't know? You didn't talk to her tonight? Say, I'm going to be on this radio?
Brooke, you listening?
Tell her she can listen in the archives in an hour or so.
Is it going to be in the archives?
Make sure.
I think we'll put this in the archives.
Yeah, good.
Since
good.
We always perfect. Do.
What's your game plan after school, buddy?
Civil engineering.
Good for you. Any idea where?
Between Toledo and Cincinnati.
Two of the best.
That's perfect.
Good for you. Well, you're a great kid, and we have absolutely, me and Fee have absolutely loved watching you play. And we got some ball to play yet.
Oh, yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Next up is the guy who's kind of familiar with this, talking on
Mike.
The old...
Yeah. He's starting to get it.
You was on with Rob. You did a...
Rob's professional.
You did good there.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you... if you haven't listened to the archives, and after Saturday's game, folks, Rob Weaver interviewed Peyton, and Peyton just, he gets it. Here's a kid who's a hard kid to figure because, first of all, he's been a great basketball player since he was a little fart smeller.
Yep.
You know, in junior high, he'd score 30 points a game, and he'd shoot 50 times a game. And that wasn't about right. One game, I went to his game, and he shot 37 times in seventh grade.
Hey, he was open.
Huh? You had to ice your arm down afterwards.
I'm open. I was watching the whole
time. You were on the bench watching, say, Coach, put me in.
Me and Blender just sitting on the bench.
Hey, kids, we could get in there and do that. Yeah. It looks kind of fun.
37 shots as an eighth grader.
Yep.
Is that possible or not?
It must be.
You had 30-some points. I mean, but you, my friend, congratulations, first of all, on 1,000 points.
That's huge.
And you know, it's funny to you know, when you think about there's only been 16, now you're number 17 in 100 years of high school 100 basketball.
100 years of basketball.
And you passed two on the same night, so you moved up from... 17 to 15,
well, yeah, you know, if we make a little 14. Run here, this kid could be a top five.
Yeah, he may run to the top.
You know, and that's really something to be really proud of. And not only that, but you know, you okay? So I'm going to just lay it out on the line here with you. Okay, here's a kid who when you watched him play as a little kid, you thought, man, this kid is going to be trouble. You know, because he had one of them attitudes. And I absolutely love watching you play the game of basketball.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and the maturity level that you've took over, and I don't know what clicked. I don't know what happened, but you should be damn proud of that. You know, you're going to go down as records, one of the Fort Covers all time great players.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, you didn't ever get too many assists. Huh? Man.
Sometimes.
How many assists did you get off of him?
Two.
Not too bad. You get in? No. How about you, Blaine? Any? Nothing?
Blaine, you better help.
I might be a little bit.
He better help, yeah.
No, but, you know, great career. And you know, we got a lot of basketball left this year, buddy. And,
sure do.
And, you know, what's your college situation look like?
I haven't really decided. I've narrowed it down to probably 3 or 4, but I haven't really decided where.
You're going to play basketball somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun try, right?
Yep.
And now Thomas Moore was one of
the... Yeah, I have an offer from Thomas Moore, and then I've been in contact with Mount Vernon, Indiana Wesleyan, Walsh, and then Emporia State. So those five, out of those five, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Well, that's neat. And
Emporia State's Kansas?
Yeah.
Oh, don't like
Kansas?
That. Yeah, Emporia.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Indiana.
Kansas. It's a long one.
Indiana Wesleyan is Anderson?
Marion.
I drive past Kansas. It from time to time.
Yeah. Yeah, we ain't going to Kansas.
I hope not.
Kansas.
You go watch the Jayhawks.
Yeah.
He ain't a Jayhawk fan.
Absolutely.
Ooh. This interview's over.
You live in Ohio.
Jayhawks.
Rock chalk jam.
Was there a player or somebody that got you?
Mario Chalmers, when the dude was good. I hated him in the NBA, but I loved him at college.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's the greatest environment. One of the top three environments. The Duke and Kansas are awesome. Fee, few kids. We sit at that scores table, you know, and this is something that absolutely is a selfish thing for us, okay? Mm-hmm. But we sit at that scores table, and when, you know, we've always had a few of the kids who always come up and bang us before the game.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. And we've been doing this. I've been over there for 35 years. You've been there for 15 or so, and you know, you've always done that. You know, and it's just something that for an old guy, for a couple old guys who
cool.
Yeah, you know, don't think that don't go unnoticed. You know, because that's kind of stuff that we really think is kind of neat.
Don't
stuff.
Think we don't root for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the season so far. Here we are. We're 9-8. We've had our ups and downs. We've played some really good basketball. We played some we've had a hard time guarding people, but for the most part, we're playing pretty good right now.
Yeah. I think like the scariest part is we're only 9-8 and we haven't clicked. Like we haven't gotten to where we should be yet, and we're still 9-8.
Right.
Like we're still above 500. We still have had chances to beat teams like Marion, and that just doesn't happen when you're not good. And we're 9-8, so we think we should have been better as of now, but it's coming.
That's right. And Friday night against San Henry is a chance for us to really put our stamp on the season. And you know, we're not going to win the league, but we got to keep getting better for that second season. And I'm sure Coach Bayshore's preaching
absolutely.
That, you know, and it's all about second season now.
I'm telling you, this team, we can do some damage in that tournament. We can make a run. I watched a team, which was before your time, but I watched a team from Coldwater play.
Yeah.
And they were the worst team I've ever seen. We beat them so bad. And we were uptown talking about
it.
This is the worst Coldwater team.
I think they only won 4 in the regular season.
It was unbelievable. But they, you know, and all of a sudden it clicked. And it clicked about game 20. And they went state. I mean, it was a team that things can change, you know, and all of a sudden and things start going good for you.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I told Bob 100 times, I've never seen a kid that does everything right. I mean, you make great moves, you make spin moves, you back, everything's perfect, and the ball won't go in a hole for you. It's just like, how can it not go in a hole?
The first five games was the most unluckiest kid I ever seen in my life. I just went about there and hugged him.
Give
a kid a hug.
How can you spin around, beat a guy, and then have the let, and the ball, boop, it bounce out every time. It's like, are you kidding me? But that's the kind of stuff that all of a sudden it starts going in. And you're going to have fun. I mean, it's going to be fun.
The half hook. It's dangerous. It's lethal.
It's unstoppable.
It is unstoppable. He's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Jabbar can't stop.
You guys don't remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Half hook.
No.
What?
NBA's all-time leading scorer, I think.
Yes,
sir.
I think he is.
Yep. He's sky hook. They always had a sky hook. 7'2". Nobody can block it.
Sky hook for the season.
It's a little sky hook.
Hey, Derek Judy's got a little hook, too.
Derek Judy does. Yeah.
He got a little. We're hookers.
We like it.
Well, I don't know. We're probably getting some politically correct. We're going to have to change our name sometimes.
Probably right.
Somebody won't like it.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah, then I have to be the hookers.
You got, so that damn mic.
Up she goes.
You know, yeah. Belly up there, Hoss. You got a girlfriend?
Nope.
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 Seriously?
Seriously.
Loser.
Well,
I know. It
well, Bob, yeah, he has a bad personality. Nobody likes him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it gets me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a girlfriend?
Nope.
How about?
Oh, you're going to hook him up with somebody?
No. Here's what I'm going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Okay. So we all, like my wife is nuts and your wife's nuts when our kids played.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? I mean, no.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Awesome.
Freaking
she
awesome.
She is awesome.
Is she listening?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Probably.
She unbelievable.
She's something. I don't really hear her during games. When I play, I'm not really hearing anything.
Right.
But, I've heard stories.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is a classic. Her best one was Jay County this year. She got running down from the top.
She gets jacked.
I love it. Absolutely. We need to have a show with just crazy. It's called Crazy Moms.
Yeah, we could do
and
that.
Gail's on.
She'd be featured.
She's the craziest thing you did?
Well, I ran down on the court, punched the guy.
Yeah. Awesome. Gail, you're on the team. She'd be in there.
That'd be tremendous.
When you look at this year and your 1,000 points, probably had zero idea. Did you have an idea how many points you had? I mean,
I had a little bit of idea. Bayshore was always telling me like when it was going to be, and we kind of figured it would come a little earlier, but
yeah,
didn't work out that way. But it's all right.
He almost got his 1,000th point on a 3-quarter shot at Marion, hit the back of the iron. That'd have been the greatest 1,000th point ever.
That would have been the greatest.
You getting grossed out?
Yeah,
yeah. From
her mom.
His mom.
by the way, Bob.
Yeah.
Maybe not the greatest because Holly Stein got her 1,000th point on a 4-point play.
She did get her 1,000th
point. That's what it was. 4-point
play. She got fouled on three.
Yep.
That's right.
But I don't think that was a game winner.
Not against Marion from 60 feet.
Yeah, that'd have been a classic.
He only ended up 6 points.
Struggled.
You know, I didn't. I mean, struggled, but.
Offensively, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
rest the game fine.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a good game we played over there.
Absolutely.
You know what?
It's a good team.
I know we lost that game, but I feel like that was the most fun we've had all season as far as playing as a team.
Together.
Yeah.
I mean, and Coach Overton explained to us after the game, he said, that game proved that we don't need Peyton to score 30 for us to beat a good team.
Right.
I mean, Peyton had his 6. It was completely spread out. I don't think anyone had more than like 12.
Yeah, I think no amount of lettuce with 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was neat because that was the most we kind of bonded like a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you know, so like with you guys, when you guys do that, when you step up and hit that shot, it gives him a break.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, Petey gets, you get that junk stuff that's going to be thrown at you all the time. But when these guys do what they can do, they can't do that.
Yep.
They got to go back and play Noah. They got to go back and play, you know, Blaine. It, you have to guard those guys. You know, when we're not doing it, then it's like, well, we got to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
But the last few games, that's changed.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's exactly right. So each year, you know, one of the great things about doing this show, all right, and it's for me and Fee, and it's a selfish thing, is that we get to meet kids like you, all right? And we get to stay interactive with the youth of this program and with kids like you guys who are just... You know, there's all you can say is these are great kids.
Yeah.
You know, and when the Fort Carey people come out there Friday night to root for you guys and they understand what's about. They get it. They understand that, you know, it's easy to root for these guys because first of all, you're Fort Recovery and first of all, you're great guys. So we want to thank you guys for stopping up. I know it's foggy and crap out and
it's pretty bad.
It is foggy. So. Well, I already called 2-hour delay tomorrow. So,
tell Ferks.
Huh?
Ferks. He's good. He's on the hotline.
Yeah. Neil, what's the rule, though? In by 7, out by 4. Something.
No, in by 11, out by 7.
All right.
By 11, out by 7.
Yeah.
So I've never heard any of that. So.
Oh, yeah.
That your dad told you that, didn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And he probably heard it from Oscar, who heard it from Ralph.
Yeah.
If Ralph said it, I'm in.
That's true, yeah.
That's pretty cool, by the way, giving grandma's the old ball and hug. And
cool.
That pretty good
deal. That was important to me. She loves the game of basketball. I'm not sure when it really hit for her, but I think she's always enjoyed it. So it was important to me because she's always there for me. So
yeah. Good deal, guys. Man, let's get them Friday night, right?
Yep. Let's have some fun Friday night.
Yep. You're good boys. And
keep up the good work.
Open mics all the time. This thing, you know, one great thing about us is we still get Caleb Martins. We still get the West Winnings. We still get the guys come up here on Wednesday nights.
Absolutely.
After they're out of school.
Guests come on up Christmas.
Fill
breaks.
Us in what's going on.
Come in.
Open mic.
Shoot crap with us.
Come in and have a drink with us. And Neil's great about this is what we do this radio station for. Is for the youth of the kids from Fort Recovery. Yep. So understand that's why we do it, boys, okay?
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Be careful going home, okay?
Hey, long season. We're going to come back in again. About district finals, somewhere in there.
Bring it on.
Perfect.
I agree with it. Sounds perfect. Good. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk with Evan Fee.
Yep. Yes.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Make your plans now to attend the 18th annual NRA banquet at the Fort Recovery American Legion on Saturday, February 16th, sponsored by the Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5 and the dinner will start at 7. Tickets are only $30 each or $60 per couple, and they will be pre-sale only, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Steve Hart at 419-852-8674, Bob Hull at 419-375-4704, or Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or you can just stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now because the event always sells out. It's the 18th annual NRA banquet on Saturday, February 16th at the Fort Recovery American Legion.
Come on here. This is unbelievable. I'm going to sneeze. Right on time. How about that?
I appreciate you letting me know so I could turn the volume down a little bit.
You think
bit.
People heard that from Fee's mic, though?
Yeah.
Boom.
They probably heard it without any mics.
That's a good one. God dang it.
I'm not too sure it didn't crack a window.
I about blew my eardrums out, I'll tell you that. Man, what great kids they are.
Oh, and them are good boys. Them are good boys.
Neat parents and boy, nine yards.
I'd like to see them make a run.
I would, too.
I think they can.
I know we can.
We got a huge game Friday. We can beat San Henry.
Yes. I think so, too. Yep.
We always play good at San Henry at home.
Yeah.
We had them beat last year.
Yeah, we did.
Farman goes crazy.
Guy went off on us.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Friday night is going to be a fun night.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Schlarman doesn't make a point this year.
I like your thinking, Spencer. Right, you always are that way.
Yep.
You're just a, you know what? You're just a risky guy.
Yep.
Absolutely. We got tomorrow night, girls, Brian Patch as Indians go to St. Henry. Yeah, let's keep that momentum going for the girls.
A little roll there, too. Yep.
Yeah, so.
Like it.
That'll be a fun game, and that game will be heard right here on Fort Recovery Radio. And JV game tips off at 6 o'clock. So
six bells.
Tune in. If you can't make it, we'd love to see you over there. Root on your Indians.
Root on them girls.
And then Friday night, it's Coach Bayshore and Indians against the Redskins. And
Shane Long chicken dinners.
Yep, and it's just a great weekend, folks. If you're a Fort Recovery Indian basketball fan, I know a lot of you are. It's
going to be a big day.
It is, and Saturday, I love the home.
Saturday's a big day. That's always fun.
Absolutely. So
we just live in the gym.
We do. I love it.
Yep.
Can't be.
Donnie will probably bring his pizzas up. He always brings pizzas for one game, Donnie.
Yeah.
He never gives us peace.
Yeah, no.
Donnie.
Maybe if he kicked in a little bit for the buying the pizza, he might give you some.
Yeah, we should do that. We should buy pizzas.
Yeah, we ought to do that. Scores table.
Pizza's we need a table. We need a hospitality room.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Some of the places have them.
Yeah.
Actually, the only place I know of room I'm thinking about it is Lincoln View, I believe.
Are you nuts? South Adams, Coldwater, they all got them.
They do it for tournaments.
No, South Adams does every game.
Do they really?
Coldwater, yeah. Let's just say they've never told me about it.
Well, they don't really like you, Neil.
Well, I know that, but
I go in there and they feed me shish kebabs and all that.
Shish kebabs. I hope it's goat.
Grilled goat.
It is. Much present last night?
A little bit. That's about the funniest thing.
It is unbelievable. You know, we're probably a little bit on the right winger side, conservative side. But that Nancy Pelosi, Neil.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, I saw highlights here and there. I was in bed by 8.
You feel
slept
bad.
Slept 11 hours.
Ooh.
I would love to sleep 11 hours with this cold.
Ooh.
Yeah, and 2 hours this afternoon. So
you should be rested.
I'm just drained.
This could be in dispensing.
Probably.
If you die,
yeah.
Who gets radio station?
Who do you think?
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I'll take good care of it.
I was thinking somebody that actually knows what they're doing with the
equipment. Whoa.
Ouch. With the equipment.
Catfish?
Yep.
That guy's an idiot.
But if it wasn't for Charlie, this would be a really nice idea that everybody would wish would have worked.
You know what? I had a phone problem the other day, so I caught text him. This was Friday. I said, where you at? He says, I'm at CWA's. I promised my wife I'd be home at 5:30. It's 10 after 5.
Yeah.
I said, I'll catch you in the parking lot. I go down there. I couldn't get my phone to work. Here he comes. He's so unbelievable. I mean, if you don't love the guy, we give him a hard time. But
oh, yeah. He's unbelievable.
The dude is talented.
Yeah.
Cooper's got a steal.
Now, did he know what was wrong with your phone before he saw it?
Well, it took him a while. Then
oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
But he's never tackled anything that he ain't fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because it's a challenge to him. It's kind of like you probably in cars.
Yeah. He don't back off of it.
Something breaks down, I'm going to figure this sucker out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he knows there's an answer to it.
Yeah.
And he'll find it.
It takes a while.
He's unreal. Sometimes. He is unreal.
He is. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate the seniors coming in here tonight. And Fee, let's get a windy Indian win tomorrow and build on it this weekend.
Keep her going.
Let's get a Windian.
A windy.
Neil, that's good. Come up with that?
No, that's almost exactly what you almost said.
Did I really?
Yeah. Let's get a Windian.
I think I'm like
nuts.
Delirious.
Yeah, I think I'm going down.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks, Wing Street Markets for support.
We'll be back next week.
Sponsoring this show, and we'll be back next week. Talk Indians basketball.
Absolutely.
Grab this.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.